anger, not accepted. I have to be a nice mom. I can never be angry. Chop off. Up. This is my demons. This is my dark side. I'm so ashamed and guilty. Chop off. The more pieces of you you chop off, that you're trying to hide, you're trying to sweep under the carpet to pretend like that's no, that's not me. I'm just this good girl and everything, yeah? The more of them you chop off, the more energy you're spending on keeping them locked up. And that's why. Isn't that the reason why they jump up in the worst moment when you're the most tired, most exhausted? Well, this is why. What I realized is that the only way to effectively deal with anger is not yelling it out, it's not swallowing it inside, but it's... Welcome to the Zen Supermom Podcast. The episode today is for those loving moms and dads who are not shouting, you are not yelling at your kids, and you are thinking, well, it's my kids' problem and I need them to respect the boundaries. Please help me make them listen. But then my question for you would be, okay, great, you're not shouting at your kids. Are you feeling still angry when they don't listen, when they hit you, when they make you be late? Are you still getting angry? Are you still feeling resentful? Are you still feeling that they are ungrateful, that you're doing so much and it's not appreciated? Are you still feeling out of control and powerless in those moments when they don't listen? Well, then we still need to talk. We still need to do this work together. Yeah, because your kids are still learning these things from you. They're still learning your patterns of how not to express their true emotions, how to swallow them inside, and how to let them eat you, how to let it eat them inside. So unless you want your children grow up having the same stress coping mechanisms, the same relationship dynamic, the same stressed out patterns as you do, then let's rather talk. Hi, super mom or super dad. Elena here, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom System. And me and my team have helped hundreds of moms and dads start setting healthy boundaries with calm. And this is the first parenting podcast that is not about your kids, that shows you why none of the parenting techniques helped you stop yelling at your kids and how to control your emotions from jumping out so that you can be the safe, loving parent you wish you had growing up. This is the Zen Supermom Podcast. Hi, it's Elena, your mommy tantrum specialist and the founder of the Zen Supermom System, where we help loving, busy moms and dads stop yelling at their kids and set healthy boundaries with calm, without shouting out that anger at them. And this episode is for you, as I said in my introduction. It's for you if you're not shouting at your kids. However, there are other symptoms you might be experiencing right now. You might be yelling into the pillow, or like feeling when your kids do something and you don't want to shout, but you feel that anger, that rage inside of you. So you run away. You have to remove yourself from the situation to regulate your emotional system. That's what I often hear from moms who come to me for help. Because there is this thing sitting inside of you that makes you feel disrespected, powerless, out of control. Kind of like, why the heck are they doing this to me? Why now? Why is it what I'm asking them? It's so simple and I'm doing so much for them and they are so ungrateful. They cannot follow even this simple, easy instruction. What the heck is wrong with them? Yeah? If that's you, then we need to talk. Because I know you're not shouting at your kids because you know that yelling is wrong, that it would damage your kids. However, please, let me help you understand that if you are swallowing that anger inside of you, so you're not yelling it out, but other than like removing yourself, shouting into the pillow or counting to 10, you don't have any other way of effective control of that anger, then we really need to talk, because without trying to make you scared or anything, but I feel like the awareness is the first most important step for you to know why things need to change. So unless you heard about psychoneuroimmunology, you might want to Google that up, because I'm not a medical doctor, I'm not a whatever scientist, I'm just basing myself off of these giants who have done the research, like Dr. Joe Dispenza and like huge respected people like this who have done the research throughout years and decades, who have proven like psychoneuroimmunology, it's now a science field that has proven wrong the old idea about that cancer is a genetical thing, or that it comes only from the environment, that all autoimmune diseases, that they are genetical as well. They have proven that there is a lot of factors that contribute to it throughout your life that are not outside, they are inside. And it has a lot to do with your old pain, with the way how you were taught to process your emotions and painful, stressful experiences. And it has proven that people, specifically, who have the tendency to swallow their anger, because they were taught as kids that it's not okay to show when you're upset, it's not okay to express your anger, it's not okay to say no in a direct way. They were taught to swallow their anger, they were taught to swallow their negative emotions. They are much more likely to become sick. Their body will say no. That's another giant, Dr. Gabor Mate, if you need any other confirmation about the link between childhood trauma and physical illness. That's another well-respected therapist and medical doctor who has proven and done all that research that shows that indeed there's a huge link between your childhood and how that created all of your current stressed out patterns, just like pain management, emotional control management, all of these patterns that are stemming from your childhood, they are now showing up not only in your life, in your relationships, in your work, but also in your physical health. Okay, so if you don't believe me, if this is the first time you're hearing about it, please do your research so that you understand. I'm never going to be here blaming you for yelling at your kids and telling you, just swallow that anger. Be a nice mom. Yeah, like, no, that's not what we are doing here. Based on all of this research, all of these smart people who have done that, that research and all of those studies and who have done all of these links and who have all that proof, based on that, what I realized is that the only way to effectively deal with anger is not yelling it out, it's not swallowing it inside, but it's working with the root, understanding where did it come from, and learning how to reset, how to rewire, so that the moment you catch the emotion rising in your body, within few seconds, you're able to catch it and you have effective way on how to deal with it. Okay, because this is what emotions are about. That's why they are so useful. All of them. Not just the sunny, shiny, happy, yeah, no, no, everything is okay, positive thinking, look on the bright side of life, and there's a gift and opportunity in everything, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Yeah. We need all the spectrum. And just like they are not just the positive unicorns and rainbows, they're also not any demons. You don't have any dark shadow side. Like, those are all pieces of you. All that pain, all that sadness, all the anger, all the frustration, all of this not good enoughness. That's part of you that's waiting to be healed and integrated. You are a whole person. Human being who's able, capable, and worthy of experiencing the full scale, the full rainbow of colors. Because unless you do, until you heal enough to be able to do that in a safe way, experience all of the range of emotions and take them for what they are, really just signals of what's happening around you and inside you, unless you can do that, you will be just chopping yourself off. Okay? Anger, not accepted. I have to be a nice mom. I can never be angry. Chop off. Up. This is my demons. This is my dark side. I'm so ashamed and guilty. Chop off. Then another one. Do you have any other dark secrets that you're doing, like, without you wanting people to know about it? Chop off. Yeah? The more pieces of you chop off, that you're trying to hide, you're trying to sweep under the carpet to pretend like that's no, that's not me. I'm just this good girl and everything, yeah? The more of them you chop off, the more energy you're spending on keeping them locked up. And that's why. Isn't that the reason why they jump up in the worst moment when you're the most tired, most exhausted? Well, this is why. Because you have spent all your energy out throughout your day. So you have no more energy to keep the lids on the pots. And so then all of your dark side things will start coming up. This is why what we are doing inside the Zen Supermom program, it's about healing the roots of that pain so that there are no powerful demons waiting to jump up at your kids whenever you're tired. And second thing, mental fitness. This is the practice of learning how to not keep things under the lid until they are so huge and powerful that they just explode in your face one day when it's finally enough and too much. Okay? That's why you have these two things. Okay? Because, and I want to come back to the point of emotions and the whole rainbow range of all emotions and that none of them are bad or good for that purpose. All that emotions are really here for us, like why we have emotions, is to serve, use that as a signal. Yeah. You will feel the anger. Like if you ask me, okay, well, how does it feel when I do that and when I don't have to yell my anger and also when I feel like I don't have to swallow it, I'm not keeping it in my body, well, then what am I going to do? What you're going to do is you are going to notice the emotion rising in your body. You will feel the tension. Like notice, do you realize you have symptoms? Like you feel it in your body like a split second before you yell out. Sometimes you can already feel it before. You feel like you're getting frustrated. Sometimes the build up is slower. So you can start noticing from now on. What are the physical signs that you're getting angry, frustrated, impatient with your kids or anybody else? Start paying attention to those physical signs. Because the more aware you are, the more you start catching them, recognizing them, the more familiar you are, the more you normalize it, like, yeah, that's what's happening to me, indeed, the faster you will be able to start catching it, even based on those physical signals of your body, yeah? That's why it's so useful. Anger is a useful emotion. It makes your body tense. It makes you like, the adrenaline goes up. The hormones go up because you're preparing for the fight or for the running away, the flight, if you want to zip up your mouth and not yell. So the sooner you notice, this is what's happening in my body again. Here we go. You have then the choice. You have the power. And this is the beauty of the practice of your healing journey, because you're no longer a victim. In that moment when you realize this is what's happening again, and once you have the tools to stop it there, you realize I'm not a victim of it. And you will realize that these emotions are giving you signals. They are there. They are messengers. It's meant to tell you something that you have not been paying attention to. This is why, by the way, I love so much our community inside the program, because there are women posting every day their struggles, but also their wins. And often it's both. Like, yeah, I had a terrible situation with my kid today. And this is luckily, thanks to the practice, how I was able to turn it around. And this was just a post. I think I read it yesterday from one of our moms. And she was saying, I was able to do my post-mortem. I call it post-mortem, like the, you know, when somebody dies and they do the analysis of why they died, what happened, because there's nothing you can do about it. It's done. It's finished. Yeah. So I call it post-mortem. That's just my thing. And she was using that term. She was like, I did my post-mortem and I realized it was my pleaser. It was my people pleaser. Trauma coping mechanism. That's what tripped me up today. That's why I was getting angry with my kids. She was able to catch it. Yeah? And she, the more you practice the more dedicated you are to stopping those anger, resentment patterns going on, the sooner you will start catching it. Perfectly imperfect. So that not just for me now, but also for all the women we work with, what becomes possible is that you notice the anger rising, you notice the rage. And because you're so familiar with the sensations in your body and in your system, in your nervous system, you catch it and you're like, oh, wait a moment. Like, wait a minute, give me a second here. What's going on? And you catch the reason why you're getting angry. Because it's not the kids. Is it because you said yes to some event and you should have said no? Is it because you wanted to be the nice mom? You wanted to let the kids sleep for 10, 15 minutes longer and now you're running out of time? Is it because you were doing too much for them and now they are kind of like not spoiled, but they expect you to keep doing things and you want to set a boundary and tell them no, now do it for yourself? And they are, of course, they are protesting. They are trying to negotiate and get it still, your help. What is going on? And see how you made it happen. Not to make yourself feel even worse, not to beat yourself up, but to make sure that you can now clean it up and you can prevent it's not going to happen again. Yeah? Because it is not about the kids. It is not about the fact that you're already like 3 minutes late. What happened that preceded that? How did you get there? What is it that you could have done had it not been for your trauma patterns of trying to be the good girl, trying to be the nice mom for everybody? Trying to like be controlling perfectionist, trying to have everything like 1000% perfect. Otherwise, you cannot be happy and you cannot be satisfied. What are the patterns that led you to end up in this situation? Usually it's not this one moment. There was a build up to it. And you're not the victim. You had some active role in that. So what was that, right? That's what these emotions, that's what the anger is trying to tell you. My boundaries are being pushed. I'm not comfortable right now. And I feel like I have no effective ways of managing the situation. That's why I need to turn into a three-year-old myself and yell, because that's the only thing that three-year-old can do when things are not going their way. They can yell. And that's what we do. Yeah. And you, good on you, you're not yelling it out, you're yelling it in. It's the same unhealthy pattern. So what we will do for you here, we are going to link up episode number 42 for you, because there I already talked about anger and healthy expression of anger, especially with your kids, and why anger is a healthy emotion for kids to understand and experience in a safe way, not become a victim of your anger, but feel free for your kids to like to be allowed to be angry as well. Yeah. And having a healthy role model in you by watching you, how you work through your anger and stress, so that then they can learn and do the same for them. Yeah. Because their life is not always going to be about games and toys and cute times. They will go through some like stressful situations and difficult relationships and having to be in places on time, take responsibility and ownership for their mistakes. How are they supposed to learn that if you are swallowing all of your negative emotions for the fear of damaging them? Yeah. So if you got nothing else from this podcast episode, I hope that you managed to understand anger as an emotion itself is okay, it's healthy, and it's useful. It's a signal something is off. Pay attention. What is not okay is to yell it out on other people or yell it inside yourself and keep it to yourself, because your kids are watching and they need to learn healthy ways how to manage their emotions. And rather than trying to teach them through some like smart parenting scripts and talking to them about like doing meditations with them and like all of these cute things, it's great, keep doing that. But if there is dissonance, if there is a mismatch between what you're telling them to do with their emotions while they see you doing something else, shouting at the pillow or running away to the bathroom so that you can cry there without them seeing you, what do you think? Where are they going to learn? Not from the books, not from you preach and teach, but from what you do. This is the reason why you want to get the help as soon as possible and start working on yourself. Yes. So, I hope this episode was useful for you. Let me know what questions or realizations you got out of it. Go check out that episode 42 if you want to know how to express anger in a healthy way. If you need, do that research on neuropsychoimmunology. Now I'm even confused myself. It's a big name. It has these three components: psychological, immunological, and neurological, like from the brain. It's because these three are connected, and that's the message I was trying to give you. It suppressed anger, or any kind of like chopping off yourself and locking pieces of yourself in a box because they're shameful, they're not nice, all of this is going to lead in damaging your health. So please get the help, start doing the work as soon as possible, because if there's one most important thing for kids, is that their mom is not only unconditionally loving and safe, but that she's healthy and she's alive. Sending you a big hug, super mom. Take very good care of yourself, not just your kids. Thank you.